This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, the Chicago Board of Ed did not take any steps to remove the school's CEO, Pedro Martinez, at its meeting yesterday, but the board did vote to put a moratorium on school closures. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the details.
Some members of the public defended CEO Martinez during public comment.
The mayor and CTU leadership want to fire you for doing your job. CTU leadership and their paid supporters chose to smear you because you're standing up for children and families in Chicago.
Others criticize school closures or consolidations, citing a list they say has been circulating. Martinez called closure rumors a misinformation campaign, and the board unanimously voted for a three-year moratorium. Meanwhile, board president Jeanon Shi refused to discuss terminating Martinez's contract, as the mayor has called for.
We cannot and will not and won't discuss confidential or personnel matters publicly.
Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Three people in two separate vehicles are being treated at hospitals after being shot while stopped at a red light on the south side last night. It happened at 75th and Stony Island just after 10:30. Two men in their 20s are reported in critical condition, and a woman in her 40s is in fair condition. Police say the van with the alleged shooters left the area after someone opened fire.
The federal government is suing Chicago's Admiral Theater, accusing the Exotic Dance Club of sexual and racial discrimination. WBBM's Mike Krauser joins us live now with the story.
Cisco, the suit filed by the EEOC says the adult entertainment venue allowed a hostile environment to fester. It alleges dancers are exposed to dangerous, harassing, and sometimes violent behavior from patrons, grabbing, groping, slapping, and sexual assault among them. The suit alleges black dancers are earning less because of the shifts they're given. It says complaints are ignored, or if the women complain, they don't get to work. The EEOC contends their alleged treatment violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It says choosing to work in adult entertainment does not mean consenting to harassment and assault. Live, Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A judge has sided with the village of Lakemore in a case involving a former police officer who claimed she was fired for having PTSD after a fatal shooting.
The judge ruled there was, quote, no merit in the claims by former Lakemore police officer Brianna Tedesco and her attorney that she was wrongly fired due to her PTSD from a 2018 encounter. And that incident was captured on body cam footage and showed Tedesco struggling over a gun with suspected murderer Kenneth Martell before another officer arrived and fatally shot Martell. After a six-week break, Tedesco returned to the force, but cited the effects of the incident, struggled to reacclimate. She was eventually dismissed and claimed it was because of her PTSD. Tedesco's attorney argued she was also harassed by coworkers before her firing. Among the judge's analysis in dismissing a suit against Lakemore, Tedesco was not qualified under the Americans with Disabilities Act and that she failed to report the alleged harassment. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago man is sentenced to nearly 40 years in prison for committing armed robberies in two suburbs on the same day.
The DuPage County State's Attorney says on June 15, 2021, Robert Howard, who was on parole, robbed at gunpoint a Downers Grove gas station and an Oakbrook Terrace convenience store. Prosecutors say that due to Howard's criminal history, he was extended term eligible. This week, Howard was sentenced to 38 years in prison. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
There's good news for fans of a Christmastime staple in downtown Chicago.
Whether you choose the traditional chicken pot pie or any of the other offerings, Christmastime reservations are supposed to be open starting today for the Walnut Room restaurant at the downtown Macy's. So far, though, we've not been able to connect to that reservation system, and through OpenTable, you're able to make reservations up to the end of November, nothing later, at least not right now. Early reservations have been available for 3 weeks for people who are already dining in at the Walnut Room, which is 117 years old. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A federal judge in Chicago heard arguments yesterday on whether a former street gang leader should be resentenced.
Federal prosecutors say that Larry Hoover has done more damage to Chicago than any other defendant to come through its courts. Hoover's defense team says that he is now just a remorseful 73-year-old man with nothing but positive things to contribute if allowed a resentencing hearing. Prosecutors holding to their claim that Hoover still leads one of the city's most notorious gangs from his cell in a supermax federal prison in Colorado. Federal Judge Robert Blakey says that is highly unlikely, giving fuel to Hoover's legal team led by Jennifer Bongean.
They're using this argument to say that's plausible. So when the judge kind of rejects that, I think it does take away a centerpiece of their argument that he is still up to no good.
It'll now be up to the judge to decide based on the arguments supplied in court and supplemental materials from both sides due October 7th, whether the former leader of one of Chicago's most notorious street gangs will get a chance at resentencing that might not mean a reduction in a life sentence, but could bring him back to Illinois or at least out of the ADX Supermax prison, which has been universally recognized as one of the hardest places to do time.
He would be able to hug his grandchild. He's never touched his grandchildren in an embrace.
In the Loop, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, Josh List.
When LA's Matt Stafford slings the ball Sunday at Soldier Field, it'll be his 22nd game against the Bears. He's never faced another team more often.
They're going to be big plays. It's big play capable. There's a lot of things that happen before the ball is snapped. We've got to do a good job with our alignments, with our assignments, and just making sure we have our feet in the ground ready to play.
Defensive coordinator Eric Washington's Bears may be shorthanded. Andrew Billings, Darrell Taylor, Zach Pickens sitting out practice against Stafford, who's about to start his 210th career game, while Caleb Williams is making his fourth career start. Still about a three-point favorite.
For Caleb, knowing, hey, when's the chance to take completions, when's the chance to keep a pocket clean by, you know, those unsackable plays where the ball's just out of his hand right now, and then when in the right moments, if he does have a free rush lane to break contain and get out with great ball security, right, to let some of those big plays come to life down the
play
field.
Play caller Shane Waldron hoping to dial up a better pass-run combo than in back-to-back Bears losses. The two hottest teams in Major League Baseball collide when the White Sox and Tigers play tonight. Detroit's won five in a row. The Sox have won three straight, keeping record loss 121 at bay, shutting out the Angels. All-star Garrett Crochet makes his last start of the year against the Tigers tonight. The Cubs at Windy Wrigley take on the Reds. One and done for Teresa Weatherspoon, reportedly fired as head coach of the Sky. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago woman's trip to Canada to find where her great-great-grandfather is buried led to surprising discoveries about her family.
Robin Moore is from Chicago's South Side.
I happened to be working on my family tree earlier this year, and I was following a specific individual, my great-great-grandfather.
Moore says she knew her great-great-grandfather had migrated to Ingersoll, Ontario in the 19th century. With help from a historian at Ontario's Western University, Moore discovered her great-great-grandfather was buried in an unmarked grave at a cemetery in Ingersoll. Moore says she also learned that at least seven other members of her family are buried at that cemetery.
Being able to pinpoint these specific people and find out that they're related to you, it's amazing. I mean, it's everything. You know, these are the things that you pass on to your children.
Moore says the discoveries are also of historical significance because that branch of her family arrived in Canada via the Underground Railroad, which helped enslaved African Americans escape to freedom. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 15-year-old girl, a student at Lake Central High School in St. John, Indiana, was arrested yesterday for an alleged threat against the school. WBBM's Mike Krauser joins us live on the Newsline with the latest.
My police say the school received an anonymous email. It included an Instagram post threatening harm against students and staff and a picture and the girl's name. Police located her at a relative's home in Merrillville. She was taken in for questioning. Her mother was present, according to police, and the mother invoked their constitutional right to remain silent. Still, police say they had enough evidence. The girl was charged with felony intimidation. Live, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
3 years after the death of a police officer in the Kankakee County village of Bradley, a man's been found guilty of her in-the-line-of-duty killing.
The jury convicted Darius Sullivan of first-degree murder, attempted murderer, and endangering the life of a child in the shooting 4 days after Christmas in 2021. During the trial, body cam video showed the shooting that prosecutors say happened after Sergeant Marlene Ritmanick and her partner Tyler Bailey tried to issue a noise ordinance violation at a hotel. They say Sullivan shot Bailey in the head and chased Ritmanick down a hallway, took her gun, and shot her multiple times. His three children and his girlfriend were in the hotel room at the time. A trial date for her has not yet been set. Sullivan is due to be sentenced in November. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.